Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Oh, this weekend was nuts. We got a game tonight, guys. Wild Card Weekend continues. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 in the game. And Mike, Russell Wilson has already come out and says he wants to remain with the Steelers ahead of his pending free agency.
Okay. I mean, no, here's the thing. If you're the Steelers, knowing that this is kind of a meh, I mean, draft where you're at, unless you're going to move heaven and earth to go get a guy and have to beat out, you know, another, you know, two dozen teams or whatever. You know, but what's that contract going to look like? Is it Mr. Unlimited going to want some loot?
You're right.
I mean, like, I don't know what that. I mean, it's got to be. I mean, Cousins like contract?
Probably $100 million guaranteed. $100 million for 3 years guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, it. I don't. The Steelers. There's so many questions. There's probably more questions about the Steelers this offseason since maybe the time they finally put Ben Roethlisberger out to pasture a season too late. You know, we talked about Tomlin, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just like we love Tomlin, and I get it. A lot of Falcon fans, you and I were talking about him earlier. Guys going, oh, I'd take Tomlin here in a heartbeat. I'd fire Raheem for Tomlin right now. Well, easy now. But it just. Everything runs its course.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and I mean, Belichick, yeah, he lost his fastball at the end, but the guy also won six Super Bowls. Tomlin's won one.
That's it. Yeah, that's the fundamental problem. But they're getting to the playoffs every year, but they're coming up short. Let's talk about Saturday's games, Chargers-Texans. And in this game, I said, Herbert played terrible. By the way, Ladd McConkey, dog fan, stand up. Nine catches for, wait, is this right? 197 yards and a touchdown. I mean, Ladd is that dude. He's unbelievable.
He's the only guy that was catching passes. He actually had one drop. But, I mean, for the most part, if you watch that game, I said to Carl, because I bet it. Didn't pick it on the show. But, yes, am I bitter? Are you sensing the bitterness coming through the microwave, the microphone? Yes. Yes. Because I bet the – and I was like, you should be up 14 freaking nothing. The Texans were listless, lifeless. Three and out.
They were.
And then eventually, you know, the Chargers – and then, as you said, they got a spark with C.J. Stroud, got a score, and then the Chargers, Herbert started forcing and throwing ridiculously bad passes.
Four turnovers for him in this game. This was the – I think the last one, because the final score was 32-12, and this is Derek Stingley getting a pick.
Herbert has time, throws downfield over the middle, and intercepted by Stingley. He takes it across the 30, and he's down at the 34-yard line. Two picks in the game for Derek Stingley Jr. Four picks on the night for the Texans.
That is killer. Meanwhile, the Ravens just overwhelmed the Steelers. I said this earlier, guys, they ran for 200 yards against the Steelers. Mm. And Mike Tomlin, now, I just told you, Russell Wilson is put out there today. He wants to remain a Steeler. Tomlin was asked after the game this weekend if that was going to happen.
You know, I'm not ready to, you know, take a big picture approach. You know, I'm really assessing what happened today, man, and I'm certainly appreciative of their efforts tonight. But I can say that largely for the entire season. They're three quality people at the quarterback position, man, and really appreciate what they poured into this.
Mike, he was 20 of 29, 270 and two touchdowns. Russ didn't turn it over. The Ravens were just better. Lamar was just better. Derrick Henry was just better.
Right. I mean, Munkin's it's his world. We talked earlier about the Josh Allen, and certainly Romo and Nance are beating the drum that, you know, this year Josh Allen should be the MVP, even though he's been MVP twice, but this year's numbers are even better than what Lamar Jackson has won it with. You know, the thing with Josh is, and this is where I think if you want to split hairs on that argument, I'd make them both co-MVP if I was going to be a writer for that. They don't give people like me the vote. But here's the thing, Carl. I would say that Josh Allen is doing more with less. Keon Coleman is still a rookie who is inconsistent at times. He had a touchdown yesterday, but he's getting the ball to his running backs. He's got, you know, like Mac freaking Hollins is on that team. Think about that.
You're right.
So there's just a lot of meh, and the Ravens have finally made a concerted effort the last 2 years to give him some skill positions around Lamar Jackson.
No doubt about it. Meanwhile, as we talk about the Packers and Eagles, Packers were decimated with injuries. The Eagles, guys, I thought their defense, their defense again may get them to another Super Bowl. And now you add Saquon, who had 25 carries for 119 yards. Here's Jalen Hurts, who, Mike said it, didn't play well, but played well enough.
Hurts in the gun. Hurts takes the football. He is going to throw. He does in the flat. The nice catch by Goddard, who breaks the tackle across the five. Touchdown!
Goddard, beast. He beasted him.
That was a nasty touchdown.
He beasted him.
Mike, he pushed him in the face like three times, didn't he?
Yeah, man. The Dallas, and did you see, by the way, who was the defensive back for the Packers, Chris, who was Valentine? You see the players getting, the guys are jawing on the sideline?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How are you letting that happen? Because God is like, one, two. It's like, three, you're out. As it gets to the end zone. There were some moments in that game, and then...
Yeah,
and then, you know, I think the Josh Jacobs run where he carried like three Eagles into the end. I mean, it was marked down to like the half foot line and eventually he punches it in. But there were two, I mean, you want to talk, I mean, manning up in the playoffs kind of plays. I mean, that's the playoff football. That's one of the things that, you know, Brady was talking about. And he was saying that Josh Jacobs, from Brady's perspective, and we got to tip a cap to Brady, he's been there. He's saying not everybody on the Packers was bringing that intensity.
No, I felt the same way. And I also thought Jordan Love. Look, did he play timid?
He was – the ball was not coming out on schedule. I thought there
was he's got the elbow injury.
I think he was patting the baby a few times. Sometimes – I don't think he trusted his receivers. Everybody started going out. Because Watson's out, then Dobbs goes out with another concussion. He looked like dead on his feet. They basically carry him into the locker room.
They did.
And then everybody else on both sides, the ball just starts dropping like flies. They literally lost a platoon. But I don't know, man. It didn't have it. And in the first half – how much of that is LaFleur to get him into the flow of the game?
Yeah, you're right. But I know that they talked a little bit about that.
They couldn't run the ball.
Before the game, was his elbow and his accuracy may be affected, right? Kind of, you know, floating some of these balls and whatnot.
I just thought they couldn't, you know, two things. We know that, you know, with the Packers were able to run the ball. I said, Josh Jacobs, 81. Where's the play action off that to get him? I just thought at times LaFleur, I don't know, You asked me a question. I think Jordan Love was terrible. I'm making excuses for the Duke because I like his game.
He didn't have it. He didn't. Turnovers kill, man. All right, what about the Commanders and Bucks? I thought this was the best game of the weekend. It could have gone either way. I picked the Commanders. I liked them in the upset. And when I say that, I'm talking about the points. I think it was three, Mike, right. And it may have gone down to 2.5. Either way, they not only cover, but they win the game. And, guys, Jaden Daniels, I said this earlier, they had seven times this season where they scored on the last play, whether it's a field goal, Hail Mary, touchdown, and win the game. And, Mike, they got in this situation last night, and you were kind of like, oh. And if you hadn't watched the Commanders, you thought they might fold up. This kid is the real deal, man. Let's hear, you know, Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. This put them up 19-17. Ultimately, again, it was tied at 20-20, and then they kicked the field goal to win it. And that was fourth down.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. And, you know, the ability to get you in the defense, to get you out of your rhythm. And I know we mentioned this a few times today, because Falcon fans always say whenever we play a mobile quarterback, why don't we spy him? Okay, well, the Bucs put two guys to spy him to try to basically do what we couldn't do, which is keep Jaden Daniels between the hash marks. And that really blew up because that's one less defender out there. It's to bracket your tight ends, to bracket the running backs releasing out. To me, the moment of that game was the Baker Mayfield fumble. You know, I mean, it just, you're trying to get the ball in motion. The timing's got to be perfect. It was too close. Wide receiver and him can't make the exchange, and that blew it. Because remember, Washington's leading at that point, 17. I should say, that score, it was Tampa Bay was up 17-13 when Mayfield fumbles.
It's a big play. All right, we got a game tonight. Wildfires have forced the Rams and Vikings to Arizona. So, it's a neutral site. I don't think you could have said the Rams had a home field advantage. If the Vikings fans wanted to make the trip out there under normal circumstances, they would have been able to get in the building. But, Mike, who do you like tonight and why?
Well, it gets back to that old narrative, which I think a lot of folks have been talking about the last few weeks. Do you believe in Sam Darnold or don't you? The Lions kind of just basically went 3 yards and then turned left or right and stopped Sam Darnold. I said the Lions did, and he couldn't seem to find receivers. He was rushing throws. Balls were coming up way too high, not accurate. You figure the Rams will repeat that. The Rams have got the horses on that front seven to get there. And even though you've got such great skill position, it's nut cutting time, as you like to say. I don't believe in Darnold. I'll go with Matthew Stafford. I'll go with Sean McVay and the Rams in this one, even though it is a neutral site.
I agree. I feel the same way. And listen, the Rams are 10-7. Vikings are a 14-win team this year. They do. When they're hitting on all cylinders, and we saw it, guys. I mean, in our game, it's 21-21, and then all of a sudden we make a couple mistakes, and this thing got out of hand. But I don't know if they're hitting on all cylinders right now. And some people say, well, listen, they played their worst game, Mike, last week of the season. They're not going to come back and play that poorly again.
But you played your best game of the whole friggin' season, the number one seed on the line. That's why that doesn't wash for me.
I'm with you. And you could have been sitting, by the way, this week. Either way, that game is tonight. It's the final wild card game. The winner of this game goes to the Eagles, by the way. And we already know what the games are going to look like next week in the divisional round. And I can't wait. I'm excited for the Bills and Ravens game, which is at 6:30 on Sunday. The winner of this game goes to the Eagles. That game is also going to be Sunday at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday, all right, two games and two games. Texans at Chiefs, 4:30, 8 o'clock, Commanders and Lions.
Yeah, man, everybody's just can't wait to see the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen battle of the potential MVPs showdown. That's on CBS with Romo and Nance. You just kind of have a feeling that the Texans at Arrowhead, it's kind of like the story of their season. Maybe they score 24 points. The Chiefs just kind of monkey around and then just throw a switch and they get back in the playoffs. I think I like the Chiefs against the Texans. But, yeah, man, it's
– Mike, they're two games away from playing 4-3-peat.
That's the difference of being – that's why the number one seed, since they've restructured it to seven, just one team gets the bye, is just so huge. And that's why it's big for Detroit. Detroit apparently is going to get David Montgomery back, along with Jahmyr Gibbs, according to Dan Campbell, speaking with the media.
All right, we're going to talk about what happened in college football because we now know who's playing for the national championship. And I got to tell you, we saw coaching mistakes and blunders in these semifinal games that are going to come back to haunt a lot of people. We'll talk about it coming up as part